I want to now continue on. We're up to the ninth of the Memuches Kinyanim, to go back to the Memuches Kinyanim that the Torah is acquired with. It's in the sixth Perek of Avos and the sixth Mishnah. Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. And we got up to... We did Simchas last. The last thing we did is that the Kinyan for Torah, so far we did Talmud, Shmias, Oizem, Chlesayim, Bina, Salev, Sif, Salev, which you counted as one, Ema, Yera, Anava, and Simcha. The next one is Tara. The ninth, different people have different countings, which you count as one, but the next one is Tara. Is that one of the Kinyan for Torah is the person has to be a Torah person. Is the person has to be clean, pure. Tara means purity. The person says, what shaykh is Kalish? You're making such a rash, so much noise about Goyish music. What's the difference? I'm listening and relaxing a little, but I come to the Beis Medrash, I sit and learn Torah. I come to Sarim, I dab and say, I listen to a little music in the dorm. One of the Memches Kinyan B'Torah is Tara, purity. The person's a Kli, he has to be a pure Kli. In an impure Kli, Torah can't go. Tara. These are Memches Kinyan, and these are not optional, these are things that are requirements in order to be Kain HaTorah. For a person to be Kain HaTorah, to be a Torahic person, for it to penetrate his essence, for him to become part of him, he has to be Noig B'Tara. It's a condition for Torah. Tara, purity. Not to have junk playing in his ears, junk. To be Noig B'Tara. Not to speak in a certain oifen. He has to be Noig B'Tara, it's Pashat essential. He destroys, he listens to music, he goes to a Seder, it's Pashat making it that the Torah that he learned from that Seder can't go in him. He's stuffing up the cup. He's covering up the opening to the cup and then asking somebody to pour something in. He says, no, you have to take off the cap. Then I can pour something in your cup. You have to take off the cover. The Tara and purity. That's one of the Memchas Kinyan for Torah. Then there are three as follows. Shimush Chachamim, Dikto Chaver, Mepilpul HaTalmidim. The three aspects that all men require, all people require. There's a misconception that to teach Torah is the pshat, you have to be in chinuch. Rabbi Sai, I strongly advise, it's a tremendous career, Avodas HaKadosh, to go into chinuch. Very strong. Anybody who could do it, it's gewaldig. Very strongly advise it, it's gewaldig. But that's unrelated to yechiv of Talmud Torah, teaching Torah. Every person who wants to have Kinyan HaTorah, they are Memches Varim. They're not optional. Every year who has to, we all want to know Torah, we all have to know Torah. The three things the Memches Kinyan HaTorah are Shimush Chachamim, Diktu Chaverim, and Pilpul HaTalmidim. Talmidim, right? You want to go to Chinuch, there's no shaykhs. Every year it's Mechuyim Talmud Torah to teach Torah. It does, it's unrelated. Lilmud Lelamed, it's a Chiyim. Lilmud Lelamed Torah. The Rambam in the Mitzvah, Lilmud HaTorah, brings part of the Mitzvah. The command of Kol Ish V'Ish Mi'Yisrael is Lelamed Torah to teach Torah. It's unrelated to your career profession. Teach Torah to Talmidim, to children, to Talmidim. Teach Torah, it's unrelated to your career. Every year is a Chiyim to teach Torah. Teach people around you in your shul, in your yeshiva, wherever you are, teach Torah. It's a Chiyim. So these three inyanim, Shimush Chachamim, Dikto Chaver, Pilpul HaTalmidim. Let's speak about all three things, what each one is. It picks a different one by all of them. It starts with Shimush Chachamim. Shimush implies that beyond is going to a Shir. Shimush Chachamim means to be Mishamish, means to be around them. To be around Chachamim. The Gemara in Sukkah says, Valeyu Layibol, that its leaves don't get worn out, that even the Sichas Chul of Tamid Chachamim, Tzarech Talmud. Even the Sichas Chulin, so obviously we're talking about Sherebi, but the Sichas Chulin is valuable. But Shimush Chachamim is the pshat to be around the Rebbe, to have close kesher, not just to learn with the Rebbe, Shimush, to be around the Rebbe. That's Shimush Chachamim. That's what's required for Torah. That a person, a Kinyan HaTorah, has to find himself a Rebbe that he's around, that he's pashut. Not just he learns from, he goes to Shir, he comes to Shir every day. To be a good Bachur, he comes to Shir every day. It's not enough. To be Shimush Chacham, it has to be he's around his Rebbe. He has shaykhus to the Rebbe. The Rambam's lashes, he eats with the Rebbe, he drinks with him, he's around his Rebbe, Shimush Chachamim. Through the Shimush Chachamim, through that shaykhus to the Rebbe, that he's able to have Kinyan HaTorah, he's able to see what it means. He's able to mekabel Torah. What's the pshat? I got a shia, I learned from the Rebbe. I have to eat with the Rebbe, you have to drink with the Rebbe?
That's the pshat.
I learned Torah from Al, here is Torah, I have to also eat with the Rebbe. What's the pshat? The pshat is what we spoke about earlier today. That what Torah is, if Torah is just a limud and the person acts the same, he learns Torah, but in his actions, he plays basketball the same way he used to play, that's not Torah. Torah is the pshat that it impacts his maisim, that it impacts his day-to-day maisim, it impacts achila. Somebody who learns Torah and eats the same way, that's not Torah. What Torah in its essence is something which impacts day-to-day life, kiyem chayein, which our life. It has to impact the way he talks, the way he lives, the way he acts to his family, to his children, to his wife. Torah impacts the way a person talks to his wife. The person learns Torah and he doesn't talk to his wife in the same way, and that's not Torah. Torah means that thing which he learns and it affects his life. He talks different to his wife. He talks different to his children. He talks different to his neighbors. He eats differently. He eats like a mensch. His whole actions are different. It's the pshat that he's learning Torah from his Rebbe and it's just he goes to shir. It's the pshat that it's just the pursuit of limud Torah. It's not connected to day-to-day life. Shimush Chacham is the pshat. He has to see the same Rebbe's Torah. He has to see the same Rebbe's Torah and see how it affects the Rebbe's life. And if he sees Taka in the Shimush Chacham that it doesn't affect Rebbe's life, stay away from such Rebbe. The Ayin is Shimush Chacham. He has to see that the Torah the Rebbe learns affects his life, and he learns from that also. It's part of the Shir. That's the Shir. The Shir is Taisus with Taisus. I watch somebody eat lunch who learned that Taisus. That's part of the Shir. That's the Shir alone. Here Rav Cohen say a taisis, here Rav Fishman say a taisis, a Rashi, and then see, talk to them. See how it affects just as Masul Matan with people. Have shaykhis. Go up, ask for a seder, have shaykhis to Rebbein. See how it affects, see them interact. See how that's part of the Shir and the taisis. There's the taisis, there's the Rashi, there's the Ramban and Chumash, and there's how it affects his life. That's Shimush Chachamim. Dikduk Chaberim. It says two talmidim, two people are sitting, a Mishnah and Avos. The ein beineihem divrei Torah, and there's not between them divrei Torah. It's a moish of leitzim. It's a sitting of mockery of leitzanus. What about leitzanus? It was a very serious. They're both sitting there. What was such leitzanus? There wasn't funny. There was nothing funny going on. They may have been talking musr. They may have been doing nice things. What's the moish of leitzim? So if Chaim Balazs learns, it means the whole mush is mud. Ve'ein beineihem divrei Torah. Two people sitting and there's not between them. It's a mud in the lashon. Ve'ein oiskim b'Torah. What's ein beineihem? Zokt of Chaim Balazs, they're both learning Torah. There are two people sitting, they're both harming on a Rashba. They're learning Torah. Shnayim sheyoshim, they're learning Torah. Ve'ein beineihem, but they're not discussing the Torah. They're not giving value one to the other. What you hope shot is, what you hope shot is. They're not discussing it. There's no masu matan. They nay and divrei Torah. It's not going between them. They're not arguing out what shot is shot like this. They nay and divrei Torah. Is the pshat, it's a maishim leitzim. It's a leitzanus one to the other. You're not machshir the other chaver. The shnayim sheyoshim. And there's not being nayim. You don't value your chaver enough to ask him pshat. To ask him to be at Masa Umatan with Chaver is the Pshat is a Moshe Leitzim. It's Leitzonus. It's Leitzonus to the Chaver. It's a mockery of your friend you don't appreciate. That's Dikduk Chaverim. Dikduk means Lidakte. The tendency by Chaver is, okay, I'm not, okay, whatever he says. Dikduk Chaverim is the Pshat, you're listening carefully to what the Chaver says. My best part of the day, I can say this 100% emes. Baruch Hashem, I enjoyed the whole day. To learn about him first, I enjoyed the whole day. My favorite part of the day, Yaakov Metz and I sit on a table. We have to our right, Feivish Waxman and Shlomi Lamb. To our left, we have Ephraim Rosenzweig Rabinowitz. The masu matan that we have between each other, fighting and discovering the kashas that come out, the beautiful kashas that come out from the oil, from the whole oil, different ones asking then we look up, just push it to Maso Matan kashas, just such zish this week, zish this week, but it says the zish the kasha. It says by tefillah, we all learned the Gemara in the second say that you don't need tefillah in the mouth, you don't need tefillah in the peh, inside the mouth, because it says just like the boss says mavrei, the only thing that this feels outside, external, not internal. The Gemara says, but if there's something blocking, that it can't get in the mouth, an etzem bein shinah, that it can't get to somewhere in the mouth, then already the tefillah is no good. Because you need that it's roi to go into the mouth. Kol roi lebila ein bila makevus. Kol she'ein roi lebila bila makevus. It has to be roi to get in the mouth. So Yitzchak Avinu would say, we found Yaakov Metzler. I said, Tosfos, just massive. He asked that in kol haTorah kula, when it says kol roi lebila, in kol haTorah, every single time that's to rule, so the pshat is, if it's roi for something, then it's not makevus, as long as it's fit, is the pshat v'din l'chatchila to have it. In kol haTorah kula, whenever it says v'din l'chatchila to have it, the pshat is, it's not makevus. Kol roi lebila, bila makevus, not makevus, but you're supposed to have it. So it's a logic. If you, as long as you could have it, it's good. It's not ma'akiv, but you're supposed to have it. By tefillah, there's such a din that it's not ma'akiv. Good, it's not ma'akiv. So why isn't there a din that you're supposed to open your mouth when you do a tefillah? Sheila kasha is a beautiful kasha. We said Tosfos Nida Yaakov is the kasha. El Samach Zayin, that was. Was that? Yeah, not coming to share you. That's a shtigl, that loads of shtigl. Come now. Masel matan, diptul chaverim. And people have such words. In the mirror, I was zeichet to learn the Talmud Chacham. In the mirror, and I was always amazed. Bachum would come to ask him questions. He was a very, very, very big Talmud Chacham. And Bachum would come, a lot of people would come to ask him questions, and I'm all the questions were. I would pull out my hair. Come with you. Here's a big Talmud. People would ask things like, I don't know what they were talking about. So my tendency, I would answer, say, you made a mistake. He would, it was like ridiculous. That's Dikta Chaverim. That's why his person is a Talmud Chacham. He would listen to the guy, assuming every time the guy was right. The guy could have come up to us, I'm telling you, the guy could have come up to us 40 times, and all 40 times he said Shtos. The 41st time the guy came up, the first 40 also. He said, what are you saying? And he would carefully, till he understood the guy, what are you trying to, but he would not really just answer him back. He would try deeply to understand the guy. He says, what are you asking? Let me get clear. Let me say it again. Okay, let me get clear. The Gemara said like this. You're asking. You're coming from... What are you asking? The guy, he's coming from nowhere. He's coming. You open the door. He's not like talking to you. He's coming from... He would analyze what the guy said. It's Dikto Chaverim. That's why he's a Chacham. That's Dikto Chaverim. The other way, my way is Leitzonus. You're not Nachshav Chaver. Every year, there's intelligent things to say on Torah. Dikto Chaverim. Be medactic. Hear well what he's saying. Talk to the Chaverim. Pilpul. Masam Matan to Chaverim. That's Dikto Chaverim. The last thing is Pilpul HaTalmidim. Pilpul HaTalmidim. Yeah, this we speak about often. And the Medrash Shmuel, others say it right here. That Pilpul Chaverim means that there has to be Masam Matan, questions, answers, firing back and forth. Pilpul. That the sugya is Pilpul. Palpalin is pepper, it's a sharpness. Divrei charifus. There has to be bad, sharp words go back and forth. Sharp ideas. There has to be, by Talmidim, it's not sharp. Yes, Rebbe, yes. It's garnished. We speak less often, we're not going to go by richus. That's pilpul chaverim. I'm sorry. That's the pilpul at Talmidim. By Talmidim, that's the pilpul, the falpul, sharpness, back and forth. Akashim, Shabbos, no, what's shtus? What are you saying? Fights back. The Rebbe fights back. What's good? The pilpul chaverim. Pilpul Talmidim. There has to be a pilpul. Yeah. Kiyadua, the Gemara in Makas, the Gemara in Tainus. I looked it up this morning. It's on Daf Zayin, just for those that don't know where it is. But this morning, the Gemara Makkah says that Harbe Lamadti Merabaisai. I learned a lot from my Merabayim. Yosimem, and even more than them, I learned from Chaverai. And the most I learned from my Talmidim. The most I got from Talmidim. Yeah, Avada, don't ask. Just have Talmidim. Just have people. Just teach. Don't. Avada, it's a progression. Harbi Lamati Rabbi said, to get to a certain darga, I need a Rebbein. The Yosimem, it got me further. Doesn't mean he learned even more, perhaps. Yosimem, it got me further to Dikta Chaverim. Just listen to a Rebbe, and the guy is no Chaverim. He learns himself. He doesn't teach Torah. So it doesn't get, it only gets him to a certain point. Yosimem, what gets me beyond that point is Dikta Chaverim. And the thing that gets me the farthest, the thing that it gets the most, the one I learned the most from, that advanced the person the most, is teaching. My father says often, and just the nature of my father, I'll say he's not the person who exaggerates. It's just Tev, he's a very honest person. And my father says often that he didn't know Shas from Torah Shas. And he learned it before. He says, often, he's mechazking me a lot. I tell him I don't know anything, I'm going to teach. And he says, he didn't know anything until he started teaching. That's what he told me. He said, teach and then you'll know something. Give it over and you'll know something. It's amazing, the Steifler writes that teaching something once is worth four chazaras. Steifler writes this. It's chazar, but it's good to give over. Find the bach who doesn't at night. You learn the second step. But it's to find the bach at night who doesn't know it as well. Stop, could use the extra help. Teach him over the Gemara, you'll see how well you know it. You know it cold. It's posh, things you teach, you know like this. Yeah, and it's not just he's the sounding board, by the way. If that's the pshat, it's not pilpul talmidim, by the way. This is the gel just because you taught. But if you listen to talmidim, and if you work with it, they should understand it, and you listen to their ha'aras back, and they can correct you, there are many times I think I have a great word. You're thinking about it. When you speak it out to somebody, the guy tears it to shreds. Pilpul talmidim is the pshat. Pilpul talmidim is the pshat that the Talmud... Through the Talmud, asking and listening, so it's not time as a sounding board that has that b'chinah that you're saying now. Also, the pshat is that through telling him that he has his ha'aras, you listen to his critique of what you're saying, you find that you're not so clear, you don't really know it so well, and he has some good ha'aras. There's a third nekuda. Somewhere two nekudas. What talmidim do? There's a third nekuda. Is a mishnah in Avos. The mishnah. I have an Avos in front of me. The mishnah in Perek Beis of Avos. Mishnah Beis. Beautiful Mishnah. I have a special chibah for this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hala oiskim im hatzibur." Somebody who's oisik with the tzibur, ye oiskim imayim l'shem shemayim. Be oisik with the tzibur l'shem shemayim. Shezchus avoysam sayatam. The zchus of their fathers gives them help. The tzidkos v'mez lad, and the tzidkos stands forever. The atom and you, ma'ala ani aleichem, I consider it sachar habi, I'll give you a lot of star, kilo asisim, as if you made them. Just a hard Mishnah to read. What did you say? So, different pshat have said in Mishnah, I'd like to offer a following pshat that I love. When somebody's icy with a deceiver, he could look at himself and be full of gaiva. Look! Look how many people I helped! Look how many people I was with carried. Wow! He could have a lot of gaiva. And he pats himself on the shoulder, and it becomes like a shtick, almost a game. Look how many people he can make. Zok the Mishnah. You didn't make anybody. You didn't do anything. You did nothing. You know why that person died? He maybe has the elder Zayda, who had a zchus, who shed a tear that his great-grandchild should be from Erlich Yidden. And Hashem Megavu, Hashem Pashas, because that elder Zayda found Megavu Misabiv Sivois, that you should come and teach the great-grandson. It's his zchus. It's the zchus of his elder Zayda. Or maybe this person himself, he teaches a zchus, and he does certain chasadim. He has zchus to get taught. Hashem pulls you there to teach him something. Maybe Hashem just let you know what you know just to teach him. It's his chus, not yours. He's saying what's right for you. When you teach him Torah, you might have been successful, but every time you were sitting and learning in another yeshiva, you were sitting in Chaim Berlin, you don't know your success was to Hashem wanted this bachur as chus. And Hashem was misabing sivos, that you should learn Torah in Chaim Berlin and be successful. So you should teach this bachur some Torah. It's his chus. There's no room for gaiva on the tzibur. There's no room. So that's the Mishnah says. Zok the Mishnah, listen well. The Mishnah says, whoever is working with the tzibur should be Eisik L'Shem Shemayim. Should not take credit for himself. It's Eisik L'Shem Shemayim. Should just say this is honor for Hashem. It shouldn't be to get honor to himself. Because there is no honor to himself. Why? Because you should know if you're thinking about Shalom L'Shem Shemayim. For your own honor, there really is no honor for yourself. It doesn't show greatness in you. Because the zchus of their honor is what's helping you. It's their zchus, it's not your zchus. Don't be about gaivas. Zchus avoysim asayasam. Their zchus is what caused it. But tzidkos mehmed is lad. And their tzidkos is what's staying forever. It's that tzidkos of an el tzedidu who shed a tear that is enoch lo should be from. Then they tell you that's causing your success. Not your own things. There's no room for your own gaiva. The atom, and if you do this, if you attack have in mind, it's not me, it's Rebbeinu Shlomo's Toichus, and maybe it's that person's chosim. Ma'ala ani aleichem socher habakim lasisim. Then I'll treat you as if you made these people. Then I'll give you schar as if you was talking to you. Hagam it wasn't. But if you do it l'shem shemayim, you're not misgur. But then I'll treat it like it's you. That's the third bechina of Talmidim. Is the Gemara in Baba Kama says, based on this Mishnah, the Gemara says, I'm basing on that Mishnah, Perek Beis Mishnah Beis. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yosi, I was bothered by Akasha 22 years. Until I became a Shishiva, then I thought of the Teres. Dehainu. This Chutz of Talmidim, anybody who said a Shia, I think, I spoke to be made this. I could be made, there were times I was bothered by something. I didn't have a clerk, never clerk. You have to get up and say Shia, and then clerkite comes in a second. At times it happens, clerkite comes. The Pshat is this Chutz of the people there. So even when you're doing the scene, it's chus to the people there. But Hashem wants to tell you about Gaiva here. I'm showing you ahead. It's chus. It comes more clear. It's chus. And you're sitting in the scene. It's also chus. You're sitting now as a 19, 20 year old bacher. It might be the chus for Talmud Yom later on. You don't know. But the aspect of teaching Talmud is the pshat that that goofer gives you chusim. If you teach Talmud whatever you can, don't do a career profession. If you teach others, that gives you a chus to have avana. You're tapping into a wellspring of chosin. If you stop, you only learn Torah yourself, so you have your chosin to understand Torah. If the pshat is going to give to others, you just tapped into others' chosin also. Now maybe you understand more Havana and Torah. You'll have more Seyat Nishmai because it's chosin of others that you're willing to give it to. She has chosin of Avaisim Sayasam. It's the third mile of teaching Talmidim. Is you just tapped in your new chosin to understand Torah. You now is chos. It's dvarim shutim. You see in Erlich Abach when Yizaycha to teach. It's dvarim shutim that Yizaycha to understand is because of him. It's his Torah. You see a bacher might not be as advanced as the Rebbe, he might not be as from, he might not be. This bacher worked hard and grew. He gives chosin that the Rebbe should understand stuff in the Torah. The Rebbe should fashtay Torah. The Rebbe should be able to give a good shir. That's the third aspect of Ulami. The third aspect of every year, not totally in the profession you choose, that you're a Ulami person, you have new zchusim to have avana and Torah. That's Pilpul Talmidim. The next thing is Yishuv. There's a mistake, partially, I don't want to knock Rebbeim at Tzadikim, Kedoshim, those choose to. There's some Rebbeim say the following statement. I believe it's against this Malchus Yadim, and it has bad ramifications. The Rebbeim will say, you know why you're not happy? Because you're not learning Torah. If you would learn Torah, you'd be happier. Learn more, you'll be happier. I don't see it that way. Agam Torah with Simcha, but one of the Memchas Tiyam, there's a different uptouch. It does bring Simcha to Torah school, but it's the opposite. If you'd be happier, you'd learn more Torah. You tell the Bachman, learn, and then you'll be happy. The Bachman can't start, he's not happy. And you just taught him that it's only Tully he's learning. You just taught him that till he learns, so there's no start, because he can't learn unless he has Yishuv. We're learning right now the word Yishuv means that you'd be Yishuv. Ibenachas. Be happy, relax, then you can learn Torah. And Avada, then the Simcha just. Avada, then the Simcha elevates and gets higher and higher, escalates and elevates, gets higher and higher and higher. Be Yishuv. Shmaitse Vaitzulusa. To learn Torah versus the Yishuv. He always says, Rav Yashiv. Freifeld used to be Morgel, his grandson, I learned that Tzrel would tell me that it was Morgel the Piv. He used to say that you think you're not learning, you're not happy because you're not learning. It's the opposite. You're not learning because you're not happy. One of the men, a person has to have Yishuv, Yishuv Adas. Has to be a certain comfort level, a certain Yishuv. Has to be Miyash himself. Yeah. Part of Yishuv also is that we're sitting. The person has to sit. People have a tendency to run here, run there, run everywhere. The Yishuv. Don't be running around. Don't be a person who's a running around type of person. The Yishuv. Don't be a cell phone kind of guy. The Yishuv doesn't mean they don't have to have cell phones. Keep it away. Holds the rice of them. I come to terms, don't have to have cell phones. Call their parents. Yeah. The parents are at work during the day. Not relevant during Seder. Be a Yishuv type of guy. A non-cell phone guy who owns a cell phone. The Yishuv. The next two things are Mikra and Mishnah. Chumash and Mishnayis. This is very interesting. The Memchas Kinyani at Torah is Chumash and Mishnayis. Isn't Torah itself Chumash and Mishnayis? From the Kinyani for Torah to know Chumash and Mishnayis. So here many Pshatim are said. I would like to offer my own, the way I hear it, but there could be other Pshatim also. But the Memchas Kinyani are to know Chumash and Mishnayis. Here Rabbi said, I think it's an important point. To know Torah and a kinyan of Torah, you have to want to know the basics. It's a vada gishmak. Everybody wants to be falco. He wants to talk raid. He wants to handle. He wants to talk in the sugya right away. He wants to, it's gishmak. So he wants to raid back and forth. The kinyanei tayr is mikro mishni. You have to know the buses, the base. Mikro mishni, Gemara's shot is pilpul on the mikro and the mishnah. But the aleph of tayr is you have to know the base. You have to make sure to get the base. There's nagia learning Gemara. It's an outlook on all of tayr. It's not specific to mikro and mishnah. There's Rabbi Yisrael in a letter, an Ari Yisrael, who says a similar thing. He says about Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara, he says today doesn't mean Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. It's a letter, but not Yisrael. Not to be Marichana. But Rabbi Yisrael, when he says this first, Mikra and Mishnah here means no, your outlook on Torah, I first want to get the base. That's a Kinyan of Torah. You have to come in, I'll tell a problem that many of us, sitting right here, many of us face, a problem that many of us face, and something that's important to know. The intellectual level of most Bachrim, of 99, maybe all the Bachrim, is very intelligent. Certainly, most people are very intelligent. And intellectually, you can talk to a guy. You could talk to a Bachrim intellectually. A Bachrim is having trouble making a laning. Sean knew, it's hard for him to read. You can talk to him on a very high intellectual level. Very high. If you would close all the Gemara, and you'd have a discussion, and the guy you'd find is very, very bright, depending on the definitely various levels of brightness, and all you could find the guy is in Himuyush, really bright and smart, who could really handle things. So, on the one hand, intellectual, to be intellectually challenged, he needs to go on that level, but his skill level is not on that level. His skill is to sit and read and grind it out, skill level. So, the person he faces, he wants, on the one hand, when he sits in a skill-type setting, when he sits breaking his teeth, it's not challenging him intellectually. Because he can comprehend and talk. On the other hand, if he just listens to shiurim on a high intellectual level, talks off, doesn't do inside, he can't learn on his own, maybe have to learn on his own. He'll miss a vado, miss the yukim, he misses, you need to know the inside. This is the buses to get to that. So the person has to understand like this, that a vada is intellectual level higher. And it could be a little bit a day, you should get somebody to talk to him outside of learning. Every Rebbe does it to a degree, that's why the Rebbe's doing it. Because he wants that intellectually, you have to be challenged, and you have to, and that's who you're holding, you can hear deep things, and intelligent things, and bright things. But the person has to know, his outlook has to be that I want to conquer Mikra and Mishnah. I want to conquer the base, the bosses. A vada will get beyond, he's not going to stop there, and he'll catch up to his intellectual level. I know in Eretz Yisrael, in a lot of the first year type places, the Bachrim are coming in not with very little background. What they try to do is the beginning, there's a lot outside, a lot of shiurim outside, very bright shiurim. The Bachrim gets a chavibah for Torah, gets a chibah for Torah. Then he's tempted now to learn. But now the Rebbe tells a little secret. To do this on your own and to be successful, you have to go back to basics. And then he sits, and he breaks his teeth. That's mikro mishnah. The pshat, the person has to want to come and get the buses, the base. Hagamis are easy, but the schar will be the other side. He'll get to Gemara. He'll get to all the deeper inyanim of mikro mishnah, which the purpose of mikro mishnah is for the Gemara. The tershbal pez mazbe, the pilpul, the masu matan. But start with the basics. It's an approach. When I'm saying pshat mishnah, mikro mishnah is not doesn't know. Not just mean to know chumash mishnayis. It's an approach to limud haTorah. The person, the kinyan of the Torah, is to be willing to go through difficult work to grind it out in order to get to the deeper, to the pilpul haver. In order to get to the Gemara, the Masu Matan, he has to be willing to go through the steps of Mikra Mishnah. That perhaps is what it's a mindset. That's Kinyani Atayra. It's not easy. Yeah, Baruch Hashem, I saw Baruch in this yeshiva who worked for years. Beautiful thing to see, who worked for years grinding it out. And you see Taka, now the Zaycheh, the tremendous, you got the Matzasa. That's it. The success is at the end, and the sky is at the end, the person's handles in the sugya, and then when the skill level catches up to the intellectual level, you have a Ventura Shalim who can handle the learning, who's clear learning. The next thing in the Mishnah, Zniyat Tzchayre. Eliminate a business. It doesn't say no business. First, it's Karnas. Chiv Ishtadlus. Except Yechida, Yechida, Yechidim. It's Chiv Ishtadlus. This is Niyat Tzchayre. It can't be a Zikr. A lessening business. A lessening of business. I'm not coming to give advice, Chris. I'm not coming for this specific advice, more for to bring out a point. I have the advice, but anyway, but to bring out a point, it's very, they have all these schemes to make a lot of money. The more, not only schemes, also schemes, even what they're schemes. All these ways of person becoming rich. Mortgages, that it comes, oh, day trading comes in, and mortgages come in. This is all the years. Every 3 years, something else. And a quick way, quick fix way of becoming rich. But I find usually that these types of finances, I'm not, you don't want to listen to my, each one is own, I'm not coming to, it's not the Ikra I'm coming to tell you. I'm not here, I'm not a speaker, somebody knows more about Chris, I don't know a lot about it. But the point that I bring out will be true. That, but I find a lot of these things are things, these all or nothing things, that you don't necessarily, it's not a steady parnasa, it's not a steady shtadlus. The pshat is that dominates the person's mind, Yom Lila. If it's not a steady income, it dominates the person's mind, Yom Lila. There's very little betachin in these, because if the person really betachin, Chavis Ababa says, if the person really should choose a career path that fits his personality. All these things, nobody's looking at personality, they're looking at what makes a rich. Chavis Ababa says, lehed you not to do this. He says, don't choose a career that looks like makes a lot of money at that time, choose something that fits you. So Chavis Ababa says, because if you believe it's from Hashem anyway, and the Vav, it's all from Hashem, so choose something that fits you, fits your personality. Then you'll have all the talk in Hashem. If you want to be rich, you'll be rich. But something that fits your personality. Not what's in at that time looks like it makes the big money. And what happens in these types of business, which are not steady businesses, is it dominates a person's mind, Yom Valayla. There's no set hours. The person who's working, somebody else, 9 to 5, whatever the hours, he goes back and he sits somewhere and tired. It's not on his mind. It's miyut tzchayre. It's only a small part of his mind. He does it, takes some time. Evidence from Hashem. That's miyut tzchayre. The one who it's all on his shoulders, he's wheeling and dealing. It's all on him, wheeling and dealing. It dominates the mind 24 hours a day. Dominate. Can't get it off. There's no. So that's the opposite of miyut tzchayre. Miyut tzchayre is the pshat, it only takes a small part of his mind. He has to do it. Hashem's geyser. Hashem could have made us rich without it. Hashem's geyser, we have to work. But it doesn't dominate his mind. The second he walks out of the business, he's done. That's miyut tzchayre. Second, he walks right back to his Gemara, B'Yishu, with a clear head. One is a ranking. The Gemara in the Darim says, "Zdarim ibnei aniyim, be careful for aniyim, shemihem teitzei Torah." Torah comes from aniyim. The Gemara says that the Ran in the Darim says, "Zdarim ibnei aniyim, shemihem teitzei Torah." The Ran says, "She'ein lan esek acher." They have no other asakim. They're not busy people. They're not handling. They're not handlers. So, this is, if you want to. Something to think about, standing, career choices, something to think about, something that the person is not dominating the mind. The Alton Nevardik met his Rebbe of Yisrael, was a businessman. The Alton Nevardik was actually a businessman, and he met his Rebbe, and Yisrael held his hand and said, "I feel flour all over your hand." And the Alton Nevardik took, the conversation went a little further, not much than that. And the Alton Nevardik went, and he sold his business. And he sat, for 7 years, he locked himself up, sat Yom Valayla. He ate in the room, he didn't leave the room, they brought food to a room, he sat Yom Valayla for 7 years, till he became the Alton Nevardik. His Rebbe of Israel said, he feels too much flour in his hands. It wasn't miyut tzchayre. So it wasn't said us in the word. It wasn't miyut tzchayre. It's too much of an involvement here. Yeah, the next in Miyut Derech Eretz. Again, then he pshat him, I'm an orphan one pshat here. What's Miyut Derech Eretz? The lessening of Derech Eretz. One of the Kenyani Torahs is the lessening of Derech Eretz. What does that mean? So one aspect of Derech Eretz is Baishonus. It's to be a shy person. It's a Derech Eretz. A person's not loud, it's a shy guy. It's a certain Derech Eretz. You're kind of tired by a miyut of derech eretz. How does Shmuel bring such a shot? By a miyut of derech eretz. By a lessening of baishanus. You can't be kind of tired and be shy. To make a real kinyan of tired, you have to be a person, ain't a baishanoimim. Firstly, you have to be not afraid to ask. Second of all, if the time comes and you have to give a speech, get up and give a speech. To be a tired of mensch, you can't, a person full of fears, full of baishanus, can't be a fully tired of person. It's the conqueror's fears. A bacher should get up and ask to speak by the Suda. Should speak by the Suda. I said, it's healthy to learn not to be a Baishan. The time comes, what's going to be is going to be a family gathering and nobody's saying it's right Torah. So he's going to be a baish, he's going to be with all his cousins and uncles and extended. His own family's not going to be shy. Cousins, uncles, and it's a chanuk again, there's not one Dvar Torah said. He feels it's true, it's not right. So he has to clap and say, I want to share a Torah. The Dvar Torah should stand up, not done in a quiet ocean. Should stand up and say a Dvar Torah. Torah is required to be a Torah that can mention with me at Derek Eretz. There's room for Baishanus, there's room certainly for Busha. Certainly there's room. By Dvar Veris, you should be embarrassed. Don't do Dvar Veris. But on by Dabash Abtusha with me at Derek Eretz. First is to conquer his fears. He has fears, we all have fears. First is to conquer them. He has to overcome them, not to be such a chicken. If the time comes, his friend's chasana. So he's clearing. What is the guy? I'm still embarrassed to say what goes through my mind. My friend's chasana, say, I'm not such a good dancer. I don't know, what's this one going to say? So you're clearing, you're standing next to me, you're clearing. I don't know if I should go in. Not so good, I don't really know how to do this. It's going to be embarrassing. You know, people are going to say, this one's going to say this. I don't know. And then while you're clearing, one guy, Kezi jumps in. Then you're clearing right there, Kezi leaves. By the time you're done, right, Kezi Nam is done his dancing. Ready. Then you're clearing, by the time the chasm is over, you see, you know, attacker should go in the middle. Chasm is over already. Niyat Derechertz. To be a Torah that can manage the pshat is my friend Simcha Mesamech. Not with my own cheshbon, it's my friend Simcha. My friend Simcha. I give the mashal, people walk in. Rahman al-Islam, people walk into the base of Avo. So you're clearing, what do I say? What do I, if I say this? You're clearing, you're all full of Aishanas. Go in there, stop being full of busha. Let him talk first, act like a manish. Stop being full of busha. There is no room for me there for busha. I find that lack of about that nobody knows what to say. You have to go in there and conquer your own fears, get in there and sympathize with them and speak to the person. He speaks first. That's the halacha of Yisrael, the person. Plenty speaks first. But me at Derech Eretz, to be a Torah that can manage, but that's to overcome his childish fears. Amon, a friend goes through a loss. So I'll tell you the two friendships, a very shallow what's up friendship. Slavan is a deeper Torah that a friendship. The shallow friendship is afraid to bring it up to his friend. So you avoid it. You avoid it. The friend, as much as you can, you avoid it. The Torah that a person knows it. It's not up there. It's not about the Chamaicha. That person wants to speak about it. That person feels bad. He feels he can't talk to anybody about it. He feels uncomfortable. Bring it up. Be a Torah that a person go up to the guy and tell him it must be so hard for you. Don't avoid it. Give a guy a call so the guy goes to feel uncomfortable. So it's easier. The babyish thing is to avoid it. So people stay babies their whole life. Derech Eretz, this busha. This busha, this non-Tardika busha. They stay babies all life, they can't confront the person about it. Call the person up and tell the person. Another mashal, do you have a time on the person? You're upset about it. You're upset at a person. Your pa should have a time on a person. So the Derech Eretz, the babyish Derech Eretz, is you don't tell the person, you let it fester. It could be according to the Rambam, over in Aveira in the Torah. My sister, he lived up, could be a love. The Torah that can meet the Derech Eretz, the Torah that can bench goes up to the person and says, he conquers his baishonus, his embarrassment. He conquers his all his feelings. I'm afraid to expose my feelings like that. He tells the person, I feel badly what you did to me. I'm feeling a little badly. Tells the person, that's meet the Derech Eretz. To be a Torah that can bench, that's an essential requirement of being a Torah that can bench. This midah of meet the Derech Eretz. That thing's such a baishan. I always felt it myself. It's a close head when we get together every Friday, we learn together. I could tell secrets of myself. Shigayim that I have. Okay. I feel close. So I'll tell them on myself. I always felt that for Yaveyim and Gedolim, I felt till I came to this yeshiva of Waterbury, I felt I had this very stark, an unhealthy Derech Eretz for Yaveyim. Not a healthy, an unhealthy Derech Eretz for Yaveyim. It's on tape. I didn't turn off the tape. Over here. Someone wants to stand up, and I felt an unhealthy Derech Eretz. I was able to go to Chaim Brim for a tkufa, to go to him Sunday nights. I had chaverim who were very close to him. They were open with him. They spoke to him. They argued on him and learning. But Derech Eretz, they became close to him. I was closed because I felt like a Derech Eretz. It was unhealthy. I knew then it was a chesaron. It was an unhealthy Derech Eretz. Shab was a baishanus. I remember going into a Nasan Svi. I rarely spoke when I was there. I was too scared. I went in once to ask him something. I couldn't even get my thoughts straight. I remember him going like this to me. Just come. I remember that to me. That's the pshat. To be a terrible person, me a Derech Eretz. He's just learned to express himself. Not to have Derech Eretz when it's not good. Not to have a Baishanus, an uncalled for Baishanus. It's a day amongst, kind of an uncalled for Baishanas. Very, very crucial midah. Very big, to do all areas of Torah, to have a certain courage. Tremendous amounts. I feel I lost that tremendous. It's not too late. Baruch Hashem. I'm speaking to them. Now I went back to Eretz Yisrael and I spoke to a Bayman who I never spoke to them before. But Derech Eretz, it's more Derech Eretz. The Derech Eretz is, you know, the Emes Degedai, the Torah Degedai, you have more of. Don't Derech Eretz to be closed. Not to be a scaredy cat. Have a little courage. It's me at Derech Eretz. Torah is Nicholas. Person can't be a scaredy cat. Just have a little courage. The courage to do things that are right. Courage. This is a mida that dear to me, because my parents spoke about this over the years many, many times. This mida of courage. This was the Nevaradik mida, not to be afraid. It's a big Nevaradik mida. It carries to many areas. I'm picking certain areas of life. It carries to other areas of life. This is something all of us can be mechazik in. When it comes to Torah, to have a certain azaz, when it comes to Torah, to have a certain courage, to have a certain, when it comes to Torah, the Torah way of life. Not to be such a near Derech Eretz, a whole bunch of people are speaking Lashon Hara, if you can try to stop the guy. If a guy in the courts curses, pull him aside. Don't embarrass the guy. Say the right, tell the guy not to curse. These people are doing things around you, not right. It's near Derech Eretz to have the courage to say something. It's a certain courage. Have the courage to change. A Mola guy has a bad relationship with his parents, doesn't talk with Derech Eretz. So as long as you know why he doesn't, I find this. People don't stop. They really should talk nicer. It's a lack of courage. Because it takes a certain courage to change. Because it looks weird. People talk about you, he's changing. A guy has a certain relationship with his wife. Everyone does, most of them here is not married yet. A guy has a certain relationship. Sometimes he doesn't change just because of lack of courage. Because it was that way till now. It's embarrassing to change. People, what she's going to do, what he's going to do, what they're going to think. It takes courage to change relationships also. If you have a certain relationship with your parents, change it. It takes courage. It takes me at Derech Eretz, but to be kind of tired, it's one of the Kinyan of Tayyar. But me at Derech Eretz. It takes courage. But what are your friends going to say if all of a sudden you spoke Lashon Hara all of your life, all of a sudden you're the guy no Lashon Hara? It takes the courage. I'm not going to be afraid of the people are going to say to my league and people laugh at me. It takes the courage. Yeah, till now you're right. I admit it, I spoke Lashon Hara. I'm changed. Can I ask you around to those people Lashon Hara? I'm not judgmental. I did it myself. I've been doing it for years. I'm not being judgmental. I ask you to please stop them. It takes a certain courage. Music. Who are you to say no Gaish? You've been listening to Gaish music out loud for years. Who are you to say you're telling your roommate not to listen to Gaish music? You were listening. Yeah, but I thought about it and I understand it, and I changed my mind. It's a courage. It takes a mere Derech Eretz. The person who's too much of a Baal Derech Eretz has limited courage. He's afraid to do that. He looks bad. He looks silly. People are going to say it's a Baishanus. That's a bad Baishanus. Takes a person that's a mere Derech Eretz. This is a midah that we could all work on. This midah, towards being kind of Torah, we could work on this midah of mere Derech Eretz. But we need that. We'll continue on the different midahs. Shabbat Shabbos.